Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Governor Abbott in Texas, somewhat DeSantis, sending people to New York, Denver, places like that, Chicago, that has kept it on the radar screen. It was morally correct and politically correct. And Fox has done a great job through Grip Jenkins, our guy, and Bill Malugin. Both of them on the border have been unbelievable. The biggest startling change to me is the number of people coming from places like China, or remember that guy coming from French Guinea that Malugin had, Dan, and he was holding materials saying where he was going to go in Philadelphia? I'm telling you, we moved heaven and earth to try to get Fox to give up exactly where he was going here. It was to Southwest Philly, I believe. They wouldn't tell us, though. And what Biden is trying to do is batten down the hatches on this issue enough that he can be plausible in the debate and things of that nature to say, look at what actions they took. They would take more. When we all know all he had to do is just leave the Trump actions in place. And that would have been more than enough. Trump, by keeping people in Mexico to apply for asylum, that's the secret sauce. That's what you do with this. And then beef up the Border Patrol, build the wall. Those are all the things that will help to prevent this. Now, the new presidente in Mexico, first female president, I'm getting a bad vibe. She is apparently a climate scientist. So I don't expect a lot of crackdown, a lot of help going on here. All right? And this issue has, even with what inflation is doing, we had on Wesley Hunt, African-American congressman from Houston, who was talking about black voters and legal Latinos and Trump and opening up a big office here in Philadelphia tonight in Frankfurt, saying that, yes, these are the groups that feel the most undercut by this, with illegal labor, all the things that go into it. So it's time to call out the phony labor unions. How can the phony labor unions, like here in Philadelphia, Dan, and I've said it to their face over the years. Johnny Dock would almost tell me, well, we're in agreement with you, but I don't see anything happening. You're still voting for Democrats if you're in a union. You're still doing it. Who is it that can undercut? Then they just blame the employer. Well, I want the employer to go to jail, too. I want all of it to stop. The unions apparently don't, because they keep on voting for the party that undercuts them with this stuff in one way or another. Then you have African-American voters undercut. I mentioned the headline. Parents sick and tired of the overcrowding in school with people that don't speak English or anything else that are engaged in this. Then you have the Catholic Church involved. The one shining light in this, though, with all these forces arrayed against us, Wall Street Journal, throw them in. Then I know you had something, Dan. They have not won They have not been able to get what they want as doctrine on paper, so-called comprehensive immigration reform, even with all those elements arrayed against us. Now, they're winning on the ground game, and year after year, they're bringing in numbers. But that's what this election is about. It's another opportunity to engage in this. And with what's going on today, Biden thinks this is clever, that Trump will not be able to articulate when they debate or Republicans can't. People will buy the idea. He's trying. Look at what he's doing now. And yet Republicans won't help. That's what the argument is. Yeah, Dan, what'd you have?
No, I just turned my mic on quickly because I thought Biden was coming to the stage. Sorry about that.
So we'll bring you a little bit of it when he announces. We have Dom's Money Melody going on here, too, today. A lot with Garland today, with Jim Jordan and others, going back and forth over the connection between the DOJ and the and Bragg and what happened with President Trump. We also kind of stumbled into this whole thing. And we'll get you people on to reassure you a bit. I mean, occasionally we need reassurance that forces are mobilized to prevent them from doing the shenanigans that were done in 2020. Here's a little bit of the Garland story today. Is this the one where he's talking about the hair tape?
Yes.
Yeah. Why in the world can't America hear Joe Biden and see? I think they have it videoed. When he was interviewed by Robert Hur, the special counsel appointed by Garland to look into what Biden clearly did in the documents thing with his biographer, showing the biographer classified documents. But the main thing they don't want us to see is how addled Biden was in that. Here's what Garland said.
Let me be clear. If anyone threatens public servants with violence, we will hold them accountable. And we will continue to protect our democratic institutions like this one and to bring to justice all those criminally responsible for the.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
January 16th attack on our democracy. As Attorney General, I will continue to forcefully defend the independence of the Justice Department from improper influence or interference of any kind. And I will continue to fiercely protect the integrity of our criminal investigations. Nothing will deter me from fulfilling my obligation to uphold the rule of law. Fulfilling that obligation includes ensuring that the Justice Department respects Congress's important role in our democracy. That is why we have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committee gets responses to its legitimate requests for information. That is why I have provided the committee with Special Counsel Hur's report, why the Special Counsel testified for more than 5 hours, and why we have gone beyond precedent to provide the committee with the transcripts of the Special Counsel's interview with the President. But we have made clear that we will not provide audio recordings from which the transcripts that you already have were created. Releasing the audio would chill cooperation with the department in future investigations, and it could influence witnesses' answers if they thought the audio of their law enforcement interviews would be broadcast to Congress and the public. Now, in response, certain members of this committee and the Oversight Committee are seeking contempt as a means of obtaining, for no legitimate purpose, sensitive law enforcement information that could harm the integrity of future investigations.
I don't know if they probed that. Yeah, buddy, tell us how this would harm anything here. We all know what it's about. You don't want people to see Biden. Biden said this was ridiculous, what her said about him. Remember, this is one of the few guys that had him one-on-one for hours or a few hours on this whole thing. And how hard it was to believe that this guy's the commander-in-chief. That's what they don't want us to see. Or here, I'd rather see the full visual to get a sense of it with Biden. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. I mentioned one more note on Dr. Fauci, because we're still swirling around here until Biden announces this executive order. The best summary of this that I've read was in the New York Post. They say many adherents found in Fauci a religious purpose during COVID, with a mask and needle serving as virtue signals, and trust the science as their main recitation. How many times do we hear that? Anyone with questions or objections was a heretic to be shamed. We were forced to mold our society around these arbitrary and draconian rules. Children's test scores went down. School absenteeism and depression shot up. Parents who advocated for schools to reopen were ostracized and called grandma killers. The six-foot method that Fauci said shaped our mentality on everything from business to social gatherings. But I really like that. This was their religion. These were their mantras. These were their recitations. That's exactly what happened. I still think the biggest takeaway from all this, other than what was exposed in the last two times around with Fauci, is now what happens with the second in command that Fauci threw under the bus on where they having backdoor discussions so that we couldn't get Freedom of Information Act material on a lot of this stuff. That's next. That's where this could go next. And that's the biggest takeaway. The Hunter Biden laptop, the thing that is still shameful from the last election cycle, could it have changed the election? Well, we'll never know due to what the media engaged in with it, if you remember. And she confronts this guy in the hallway, Dan. He was nowhere near her. Walks over, puts her finger in his face, and calls him a Nazi blank, blank, blank. Right away with the Nazi stuff. The Hunter Biden wifey there with Dr. Jill Biden today. It's going to be very interesting when we go through this trial. Here's a family, Joe Biden, his entire framework is talking about going after the NRA. What are these deers have Kevlar on them? How many times has he said that line about you don't need this stuff to hunt? The Revolutionary War, you couldn't have a cannon back then. How many times has he done that? And things are heating up. It's only day one there, and they can't take it. But Trump is supposed to be in the dock forever. So we'll see. Here's President Biden. You tell me when, Dan, because he's got to do the preliminaries here. Talking about his executive order and what it's going to be like at the border. That's something that is not necessarily new. It's just Trump light. You ready to go?
Yeah, I have it. I have audio. I don't know what he's talking about right now.
Let's hear a little bit.
Republicans in Congress, not all, but walked away from it.
Walked away from it, of course.
Because Donald Trump told them to.
Donald Trump told them to.
He told the Republicans, it has been published widely by many of you, that he didn't want to fix the issue. He wanted to use it. Do is a cynical and an extremely cynical political move and a complete disservice to the American people who are looking for us to not to weaponize the border, but to fix it. Today, I'm joined by a bipartisan group of governors, members of Congress, mayors, law enforcement officials, most of whom live and work along the southern border. They know the border is not a political issue to be weaponized. The responsibility we have to share to do something about it. They don't have time for the games played in Washington, and neither do the American people. So today, I'm moving past Republican obstruction and using the executive authorities available to me as president to do what I can on my own to address the border. Frankly, I would have preferred to address this issue through bipartisan legislation, because that's the only way to actually get the kind of system we have now.
That's not true.
Fixed to hire more border patrol agents or asylum officers.
Yeah, of course you can. Hire them. What are you doing? Hire them.
Today, I'm announcing actions to bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum. Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process. And those who seek to come to the United States legally, for example, by making an appointment and coming to a port of entry, asylum will still be available to them, still available. But if an individual chooses not to use our legal pathways, if they choose to come without permission and against the law, they'll be restricted from receiving asylum and staying in the United States. This action will help us to gain control of our border, restore order into the process. This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage. We'll carry out this order consistent with all our responsibilities under international law, every one of them. In addition to this action, we recently made important reforms in our asylum system, more efficient and more secure reforms. The goal is to deliver decisions on asylum as quickly as possible.
10 years.
The quicker decision means that a migrant is less likely to pay a criminal smuggler thousands of dollars to take him on a dangerous journey, knowing that if, in fact, they move in the wrong direction, they returned around quickly. And 2 weeks ago, the Department of Justice started a new docket in the immigration courts to address cases where people who have recently crossed the border and make a decision within 6 months rather than 6 years, because that's what happens now. Additionally, the Department of Homeland Security has proposed new rules to allow federal law enforcement to more quickly remove asylum seekers that have criminal convictions and remove them from the United States. My administration has also recently launched new efforts to go after criminal networks that profit from smuggling migrants to our border and incentivize people to give tips to law enforcement, provide information that brings smugglers to justice. We're also sending additional federal prosecutors to hotspots along the border and prosecute individuals who break our immigration laws. One other critical step that we will be taking, and that has made a huge difference. We continue to work closely with our Mexican neighbors instead of attacking Mexico. And it's worked. We've built a strong partnership of trust between the Mexican President Lopez Obrador, and I'm going to do the same with the Mexican
president. Yeah, sure you are.
Who I spoke with yesterday. We've chosen to work together with Mexico as an equal partner, and the facts are clear. Due to the arrangements that I've reached with President Obrador.
Okay, Dan, you can stop here. I got enough build up here, and people are driving off the road. Let's go to that last part first. No, you're not going to work with Mexico. And yes, Trump is right for going after them. DeSantis is more right about going after them. Bomb those cartel drug labs. Okay? We have a problem with fentanyl. We have a lot of Americans into that. We have to deal with addiction, but this is a large part of it coming from China. So we're not working with the Mexicans. You're never going to work with the Mexicans on this. They don't feel there's any gain for them on this. Trump had to deal with this, and he was right to push back against him. They're an adversary. The other thing is, these people that are coming and going through the ports of entry, seeking alleged asylum, they know the language that they have to say, the magic words about that, rather than they're coming here for economic conditions. And the first question the media ought to ask, what's going to happen with them if they come here through the ports of entry versus trying to do this illegally, they're going to be released into the country. Of course, the broader question is, why now? What is the trigger point? Let's take our time. Let's slow down. We have all day. What is it that suddenly triggered this? What magic happened that told you that you absolutely have this power that you told us you didn't have before? His answer is going to be, well, you know, I tried. It's much better to do it bipartisan manner with Republicans. We tried it several times. They're in a cult of Trump. And after we couldn't do that, that's why I'm doing this on my own now. Well, why did this not start with day one with you? Or why didn't you let the Trump policies, even if you wanted to modify them to fit your view, stay in place? Why did you engage in all this? He couldn't handle any of these questions. And I don't think people are going to buy this. But here's the point I'll make. This is better for them to do this. It's all about a game of inches. That's why they're doing this. This is better for them to do this than continue to allow what their policy has been in the optics of it. You know it and I know. That's what the challenge is, to articulate against this now. In other words, as bad as this is, as phony as this is, it is not as bad for them as what Americans are telling you in poll after poll across all kinds of ethnic and racial and age lines. They're seeing what Biden is doing to America. I know it's hard to accept that, but that's the game. It's a game of inches. It looks better for them to do this than what they've been doing. You know that, and I know that. So now the challenge is how to articulate against this. All right, I'm going to take your calls coming up. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. As far as this part in partnership with Mexico, that's not true. Mexico has threatened them. They want billions and billions more dollars, and then maybe they'll play ball on the border. Trump had it right. He didn't get the time or didn't actually drill down and do it. Mexico and these other countries are dependent on remittances, meaning people coming here illegally and sending all that money back to these countries. And they're usually doing it through various wire services and the like. That's something we ought to take a look at, okay? These countries are determined to send us their economic and other problems. You know it, and I know it. Trump made this his signature issue. Biden, by the way, Dan, just turned and did this weirdo look again, the one he did when they asked him about Trump. What the hell is in this guy's mind?
Let me see if I can get the audio of what you're
saying. Yeah, let's hear.
Here we go. It looks like he finishes up. And
no, we're wearing thin right now. Doing nothing is not an option. We have to act. We must act consistent with both our law and our values. Our values as Americans. I'll take these steps today. Not to walk away from who we are as Americans, but to make sure we preserve who we are for future generations to come. Today, I've spoken about what we need to do to secure the border. In the weeks ahead, and I mean the weeks ahead, I'll speak to how we can make our immigration system more fair and more just. Let's fix the problem and stop fighting about it. I'm doing my part. We're doing our part. Congressional Republicans should do their part. Thank you very much. Welcome to Washington.
So he's confused behind still behind the podium now walking away. Sorry, I spoke over them. I'm going back 10 seconds, sir. Why do you play politics with a war? And he turns around slowly and looks at the reporter.
I asked her, is Prime Minister Netanyahu playing politics with a war?
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has. Thank you.
I thought this was the face he's making is this new sly, evil look that he gives. He gave that same face he did when asked about the Trump hush money verdict, Dan. I thought he was doing that again. That's the new Biden.
Well, it's the face of a guy who is told that he's only going to be faced with questions that are expected and then get hits with an unexpected question is what I think it is. And it's he's shooting the eyes back. Like, why are you asking me this question that's not predetermined?
Okay. I thought it was more the verdict face he made. Like, ha, 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 we got him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. It didn't follow from the question about the war here with this guy. All right. He at least went off the right way of the stage. I think they have giant arrows right there at his feet the whole way. I'm sure they tell him, I don't care where you are, just walk off the stage, jump off the stage, anything. Just keep moving. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get your response to this. Here's what you got to realize, though. Why are they doing this? It's obviously phony. Because they're hoping to buy time. They're hoping that this looks better than what they've been doing. All right, that's what the game is, and it's up to the Republicans to articulate that with the media, who won't report it themselves except for Fox. The numbers are staggering of who do you prefer on immigration, Trump versus Biden. I think particularly when Trump says, you know what, we're really going to address this, there's going to be deportation. And I think he's going to say that more.
Tony says, Dom, I see all those fans and air vents blowing with this air conditioning being so hot outside. Watching the entire show, not one hair has moved on that piece all day long. How do you explain that, Geronimo?
MAGA. That's a MAGA hole. Is it MEGA or MAGA? It's MAGA hole.
The tears of Kevin McCarthy, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, the product that I use, I think, says MAGA hold on it.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if that's true.
No, it's got to be MEGA hold.
It's probably MEGA, but I'll change it, Tony, for you to MAGA. That's it. I'm going to put extra in tomorrow, Tony. I think you should get some forensic experts in to see if you can see follicles. There will be no movement.
You can see the follicles on the YouTube feed. Go look at it.
All right.
HD, come on.
Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg, afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, Big Dan. I think you got a hairpiece just like Howard.
Oh,
Cosell.
Come on.
I think that guy's right. I think that guy's right. And your hair gel, put it in a red, put something red around and make it the MAGA hair gel. People will buy that stuff.
Honestly, Trump's so noted for his hair, it sounds like a good business opportunity working on it.
There you go, you know? The MAGA hair thing. MAGA, yes, hair, yeah.
Absolutely, and that guy's nuts anyway. But what I was calling, all this stuff on the Merrick Garland and Hunter Biden and Donald Trump and anything going on, the Republicans are not doomed, but we're fighting at 10% because we don't have the cover of the media. We have Fox and Newsmax and maybe two or three, but we don't have any mainstream media that's going to take the bullet.
Here's the thing. Let me give you an illustration, though. Sometimes for a competitive advantage, they have to. Greg, the reason why Biden is doing this today, other than Fox, the rest of the media started to cover the border. Now, not as explicitly as Fox. Abbott provoked it. They had to cover it, and they were covering it. And the American people see it more and more.
Right, but I'll give you that. But they're not going to go deep in it. When he starts to say, look what I've done, what are they going to jump on? They're going to say, right, look what Biden's doing, and the Republicans are blocking it. So there's no, they don't have, that's why I said 10%. Because they're not going to give them the cover and say, where was this 3.5 years ago?
All right, I got you, Greg. Let me answer this, okay? We can make excuses all day. We all know what this is uphill. We all know it. And strategically, using it as a weapon to call out the media and going, I'm all on board with it. But it's gotten to a point. And what's the strategy here? Well, it took a while. Fox has put it out there. Other people started to cover it because you have to, because it's such an overwhelming story, because the American people in polls are seeing how it affects them. So, of course, it's not perfect. It's not anywhere near perfect. But we can win on these things. I count this as a win today. Well, how's it a win? He just got away with it. He said he's doing all this. How in the world did he have to at least address the boldness of what he's been doing up until now? So it's a win. It's an indicator. They realize this is way out of whack. They can't continue to just please the far left with this in their party. They have to pretend better. Now you can say, Dom, you know, come on. Well, this is how it's played. Not going to win in one fell swoop. And yes, the media is biased. So you have to take that into account of what you're playing against. And you still have to win rather than just complain. That's what the game is. Now, he left off one force that's out there. You're seeing
politics with war.
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has. Thank you.
I thought this was the face he's making is this new sly, evil look that he gives. He gave that same face he did when asked about the Trump hush money verdict, Dan. I thought he was doing that again. That's the new Biden.
Well,
here.
It's the face of a guy who is told that he's only going to be faced with questions that are expected and then get hits with an unexpected question is what I think it is. And it's he's shooting the eyes back. Like, why are you asking me this question that's not predetermined?
Okay. I thought it was more the verdict face he made. Like, ha, 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 we got him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. It didn't follow from the question about the war here with this guy. All right. So, he at least went off the right way of the stage. I think they have giant arrows right there at his feet the whole way. I'm sure they tell him, I don't care where you are, Dave. Just walk off the stage, jump off the stage, anything. Just keep moving. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get your response to this. Here's what you got to realize, though. Why are they doing this? It's obviously phony. Because they're hoping to buy time. They're hoping that this looks better than what they've been doing. All right? That's what the game is, and it's up to the Republicans to articulate that with the media, who won't report it themselves except for Fox. The numbers are staggering of who do you prefer on immigration, Trump versus Biden. I think particularly when Trump says, you know what, we're really going to address this, there's going to be deportation. And I think he's going to say that more.
Tony says, Dom, I see all those fans and air vents blowing with this air conditioning being so hot outside. Watching the entire show, not one hair has moved on that piece all day long. How do you explain that, Geronimo?
MAGA. That's right. MAGA hole. Is it MAGA or MAGA? It's MAGA hole.
The tears of Kevin McCarthy, right?
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, the product that I use, I think, says MAGA hold on it.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if that's true.
It's got to be MAGA hold.
It's probably mega, but I'll change it, Tony, for you to MAGA. That's it. I'm going to put extra in tomorrow, Tony. I think you should get some forensic experts in to see if you can see follicles. There will be no movement.
You can see the follicles on the YouTube feed. Go look at it.
All right.
HD, come on.
Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg, afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, Big Dan. I think you got a hairpiece just like Howard.
Oh,
himself.
Come on.
I think that guy's right. I think that guy's right, and your hair gel. Put it in a red. Put something red around and make it the MAGA hair gel. People will buy that stuff.
Honestly, Trump's so noted for his hair. It sounds like a good business opportunity working on.
There you go, the MAGA hair thing. MAGA yes, hair, yeah.
Absolutely, and that guy's nuts anyway. But what I was calling all this stuff on the Merrick Garland and Hunter Biden and Donald Trump and anything going on, the Republicans are not doomed, but we're fighting at 10% because we don't have the cover of the media. We have Fox and Newsmax and maybe two or three, but we don't have any mainstream media that's going to take the bullet.
Here's the thing. Let me give you an illustration, though. Sometimes for a competitive advantage, they have to. Greg, the reason why Biden is doing this today, other than Fox, the rest of the media started to cover the border. Now, not as explicitly as Fox. Abbott provoked it. They had to cover it, and they were covering it. And the American people see it more and more.
Right, but I'll give you that. But they're not going to go deep in it. When he starts to say, look what I've done, what are they going to jump on? They're going to say, look what Biden's doing, and the Republicans are blocking it. So there's no, they don't have, that's why I said 10%. Because they're not going to give them the cover and say, where was this 3.5 years ago?
All right, I got you, Greg. Let me answer this, okay? We can make excuses all day. We all know what this is uphill. We all know it. And strategically, using it as a weapon to call out the media and going, I'm all on board with it. But it's gotten to a point. And what's the strategy here? Well, it took a while. Fox has put it out there. Other people started to cover it because you have to, because it's such an overwhelming story, because the American people in polls are seeing how it affects them. So, of course, it's not perfect. It's not anywhere near perfect. But we can win on these things. I count this as a win today. Well, how's it a win? He just got away with it. He said he's doing all this. How in the world did he have to at least address the boldness of what he's been doing up until now? So it's a win. It's an indicator. They realize this is way out of whack. They can't continue to just please the far left with this in their party. They have to pretend better. Now you can say, Dom, you know, come on. Well, this is how it's played. Not going to win in one fell swoop. And yes, the media is biased. So you have to take that into account of what you're playing against. And you still have to win rather than just complain. That's what the game is. Now, he left off one force that's out there. You're seeing more people on social media. And of course, talk radio. Do you know how many people we reach in talk radio? The talk radio universe constantly around the clock, day after day. They have trouble competing with that. So they still have the advantage. But it's not like back in the old days when they just dominate. I mean, the Inquirer circulation is CNN. I've seen statistics all the time, how much more powerful talk radio is than CNN, MSNBC. And Fox is crushing it. So sometimes, hey, we can complain about it or realize that we're doing a pretty good job of getting more and more traction against it. And that's why Biden just did what he did. They realize this is incredibly damaging. It's emotionally damaging. I'm surprised that this is in some ways a bigger issue than inflation, that people are seeing it in places in the swing states, which they're really afraid of, be it Arizona, be it Nevada, be it here in Pennsylvania, that we wouldn't have anticipated that they're seeing it in such large numbers and so many different aspects of it. And it's impacting African-American voters being undercut by this. And we had a guest on today, Wesley Hunt, talking about legal Latino voters are being impacted by this. The unions, what do they say to their membership? When do they weigh in on this? Any of these big unions? Remember what they did, Dan? Dan, you weren't here. The last time they did this is Bob Ennis, the head of the building trades. He took attendance and made them show up down at Penn's Landing for an illegal alien rally. Proud union members having to do that. That's what they're engaged in. That's their mentality. Because they're Democrats first, and secondarily, the American people who have weighed in on this, and that's why Biden did it today. So it's not a win where they keel over and you just rush in and win, but that's what happened. Here is President Trump on Biden's executive order.
Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country by far, has totally surrendered our southern border. His weakness and extremism have resulted in a border invasion like we have never seen before. Other countries have emptied out their prisons, insane asylums, and mental institutions and sent us drug dealers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Millions of people have poured into our country, and now, after nearly 4 years of his failed, weak leadership, pathetic leadership, Crooked Joe Biden is pretending to finally do something about the border. But in fact, it's all about show because he knows we have a debate coming up in 3 weeks.
All right. No word on Judge Marchand, if that will be from prison. Can you see that hookup from prison in Biden? Where they? Trump's right on that. And that's what this is about. But this is better for them as their judgment than allowing what we've seen go on here. And that's where the battle is. And this is going to be hand-to-hand combat right to the end. All right, it is the lightning round. I'm told with that new music next. Oh, man, it might throw me off on the lightning round. And we'll get your answer, that fictional town or residence. That's what we're looking for.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, I don't know about that. We'll
too much?
Have to test that out. Might be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Dan, they think they're clever, the guys that write Biden stuff, saying, for those who say the steps I'm taking are too strict, he wants you to think it's too strict out there. Somebody's saying, this is way too strict. I'm only letting 1 million people in illegally a year. That's too strict. Here's what I say to that. Can you imagine? All right. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. What's that fictional town or city? Gary, what's your city?
I'm going to go with the capital city of Pan Am, right out of Hunger Games, which is what we're living with today. Washington, D.C. is no different.
All right. There we go. Good one. Joe of Exton, always with the exotic, Dan. Here is Joe's today. Hi, Joe. Afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon to you. My fictitious town is called Shangri-La, which inspired a song. Your kisses send me to Shangri-La. And Shangri-La is located halfway down the Himalayan mountain pass to the town of Nirvana.
Very nice. Danny, he even brought in a great...
I disagree that it's fake, though. I know of a Chinese restaurant called Shangri-La, so I mean...
Okay, all right.
Does that make it real?
No, it's fictional.
You open up the back door.
Okay, yeah, there you go, right? Well, he brought in Nirvana, too. That's his backup answer. He got a twofer there. Drew in Upper Darby, not a fictional town. Maybe the school district a little. I know there's a new principal there and stuff. It's amazing to me, that district. But, Drew, who do you have?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. Hey, Dom, if this town was a real town, it would be like what you say, the murder capital of the world. The TV show Murder, She Wrote takes place in a town called Cabot Cove. And I've never seen so many homicides in a quaint little seaside town.
Silent, quiet town.
That's right. Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Larry Krasner. Yeah. That is a good point. Thank you, Drew, as always. Earl in Tacony. Earl, what's yours?
Real quick, Dom. On high. Isn't this like the fourth policy that Biden has reversed? I mean, why aren't the Republicans and Trump doing a commercial about something like that? Something that can, you know, appeal to the voters. You know, like Joe Biden has reinstated four Trump policies that Biden previously canceled. If the policies were so bad, why reinstate them? Why vote for Joe Biden, who continues to plagiarize other people's work? Vote for Donald Trump, the originator of great government policy.
Well, and that plays into how he just blatantly stole a guy's speech and his life, and that's how he got bounced before. Good point. What's yours today?
I'm going to play toward the judges. And it's a small town, has only about 7 permanent residents, just a couple of small buildings. But it's a huge tourist draw. I mean, even the Harlem Globetrotters showed up there. I'm going to go Gilligan's Island.
Good stuff. I interviewed the professor. It was great on a midnight show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he was unbelievable.
Was it a live interview? He stayed up past midnight for you?
Yeah, he lived on an island in Seattle.
Gilligan's
Island?
Yeah,
he was a great guy. The professor, though, all those devices, but nothing to get off. And, of course, we know about Ginger. Let's go to Bruce in the Northeast.
Put your hand in that folder.
All right,
yeah,
Bruce.
Keep your hand in the folder, Bruce.
There you go, Bruce. What's yours?
Hey, Dom, you know, there's a little secret about Dom's hair that most people don't know. Dom sports a DA. He's a huge fan of it. Isn't that? I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's a Krasner. What's yours, Bruce?
Mine is the Lost City of Atlantis.
Gotcha. Dan, let's hear some contenders.
Ooh,
there.
I like Atlantis there with
Bruce.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Bedrock's a big one from Robert Mid-Salem.
Yes.
It had a great reasoning behind it. But I really like Drew in Upper Darby. Clever with the Cabot Cove.
That was a clever call. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, Cabot Cove.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.